A new terminal at the Plattsburgh International Airport was built in 2006, but the entire facility is being rebuilt in three phases. Phase 1 has already expanded parking. Phase 3 will add a customs facility for future international flights. Phase 2 is in progress and entails rebuilding the airport terminal. The current terminal has only one gate bridge. The new building will have three with an option for a fourth. The passenger concourse is moving upstairs and expanding. Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Gary Douglas explained that much of the airport's success is due to the volume of Canadian passengers.
Until this airport came around, Montreal was the last major metropolitan city in North America that did not have a single secondary airport. Well, Little Plattsburgh raised its hands and said, we're going to be the secondary airport for Montreal. And that's what it's become. 80 to 85% of passengers flying out of this airport are coming from Canada.
With work crews busy and passengers waiting for flights, airport manager Chris Craig led a walking tour through the expansion.
The original terminal that was built was roughly 30,000 square feet and was designed to support about 50,000 annual enplanements or passenger boardings. We have about 300,000 passengers coming through this terminal annually in the last few years. The decision was made to go forward with an expansion. There's not one area of the original terminal that was built that hasn't been touched in this construction.
From the new ticketing area, Craig eventually led the group to the concourse.
What you see behind us is basically two-thirds of the new concourse. We've added dedicated concessions. We're going with receptacles for people's technology that they bring with them, the iPads, the iPhones, all that for charging. We're taking advantage of the natural light. There will be a gate here, there'll be a gate over there, and then there'll be two gates, you know, on the portion that hasn't been constructed yet. Down on the far end there where that opening is, that's going to be used to relocate our security checkpoint. One of the biggest challenges is keeping the airport operations going while all this construction's going on, because everywhere in the terminal there's construction going on.
Following his tour, Conroy's Organics owner and Area 9 Clinton County Legislature candidate Chris Rosenquist called progress on the expansion beyond impressive.
It goes beyond just the number of enplanements and the number of international flights that we're preparing to, but it also addresses a lot of the general aviation concerns. Certainly when you get outside and you see the outside of the building and all the windows that are being set up, for me, and I think a lot of people, you kind of step back and you say, wow, there's a lot of construction happening up there, and you'll see the hustling and the bustling, all the painting and the tiling that people are putting in. It's very nice to see.
Officials plan to open the new concourse to passenger use next month. Phase 2 construction should be completed in October 2016. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.